All right, it seems like he's on now.
He's on? As I'm stuffing donuts?
I didn't know that you guys were, like, had me connected, and I was just sitting there texting and yelling at my dog.
Hey, I'm tech challenged, man, so I don't even know what's what.
There he is.
What's up?
Again, thank you for having a shirt on. We appreciate it wholeheartedly.
So, dude, how's it going? It's good. Right before I'm eating a donut. When's the last time you ate a donut? I'm curious. I'd like to know. Tell the truth.
I'm not donuts. I'll eat a donut whenever I want, but they're not my most favorite baked good.
What is your, if there is a food vice, what would it be for you?
Oh, pizza. I crushed a bunch of pizza last night. It was delicious.
Okay. I want to introduce you to officially to my co-host, Adam Lieberman. That was the voice you heard seconds ago. And we
How's it going?
Good, Colin. How are you, man?
Good, good. Pleasure to meet you.
And we've also got my best friend of friends. I just pissed off.
What the fuck is
40
that?
Other people. you're family. Like family. Okay. Yeah, you're family.
And you're white.
You know, so, okay. Yeah. All right. My best black friend. Now I'm canceled now. I'm screwed. Yeah, well.
What's up, man?
Yeah, this is Gio.
How's it going, my buddy?
I wanted Gio on because he's our fitness resident fitness guy, so I wanted some fitness backup, you know, for you.
Okay.
You know?
And yeah, I have a junkie show, Fitness Junkies, which I'd love to have you on maybe when you're in Vegas next time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll be there for... So is Vegas opening up in like May or something? I heard that they were going to do that.
I heard conventions might be back in March this month.
A virtual.
Oh. That doesn't. Why would they even brag about that? What is that about?
It's virtual.
That's not back.
Yeah, it's virtual.
Well,
stuff.
Adam's our resident mayor, and he can give
that
us.
I might go to.
Wait, say that again, Colin.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying that I have to be there for a legal conference in September if it takes place. So we can definitely set that up then.
So right before you came on, you sent me this kind of alarming text. Can I tell the people what you sent me?
Oh, yeah. You can go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to read it. Hold on. I'm going to read it word for word. I'm trying to see if he's ready to go. And he sends me a thing. He says, someone just broke into my place, just dealing with this now.
Whoa.
And now he's here. What happened?
No, what had happened was, so I'm at my buddy's place here right now. He's a Navy SEAL, and there's like four team guys. We're all just like hanging out like in the living room. And one of the guys is like, who the fuck is that? And like, we can like see out the window, and there's like some guy just walking around in the backyard. And we got like three Belgian Malinois like dogs here. So like, they start losing it. We like open up the door and let the dogs out. And this guy's like, oh, hey, he's like, sorry. Like, I was just trying to take pictures. And we're like, why are you in our backyard for one? And why are you taking pictures? But I guess he was like, did a horrible job in explaining what he was doing. He was like a pool guy trying to take pictures to get like the schematics for like a pool that they might put in.
Yeah.
But I was like, why would you like come to the front door, knock and be like, hey, can I go in the back and take photos? He just literally just let himself into the back. So we were like, we didn't know if it was true or not. And then Tyler, the guy that owns the house, he's like, oh, yeah, the guy is going to come by for the pool. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, he just did it in the worst possible way.
Not the right house to break into.
No. Fucking Navy SEALs. And, yeah. No.
Where are you?
I'm in Beach right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
You travel a lot. What's your story? So tell us. Obviously, we see the fitness stuff on Instagram. But it looks like you're involved in lots of different businesses. What? Tell us.
So I got my personal training, my online fitness company. I used to have a welding company, and I contracted for oil field companies and oil field plants. So I did that for like a few years, sold that company, and then I created my online company, which is my online personal training, which I still have. I have that. And then I created a marketing company as well, which I specialize in legal marketing, so for law firms and attorneys. And then I also contract and help them with mass torts. A mass tort is like a class action lawsuit. So I help do a case accusation for law firms and attorneys and help them fulfill their cases. And then I also am like 2 days away from launching a CBD company. I've been working on for the last like 6 months. So I'm just dotting the I's and crossing the T's and getting everything up, and I'm going to launch that next week. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
Really?
So he's an underachiever?
Yeah, an underachiever.
Yeah, I'd say so.
When are you going to get serious and start really getting some shit done?
I'm trying to. It's difficult with COVID.
Yeah, how has it been for you? It's been your home base is Canada, though, right?
Yeah, so I'm from Canada. I have properties in the United States, and I live in the United States, but I also live in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. So that's why I'm always in. Like,
okay.
Have you ever been to Playa del Carmen?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, my God.
It's nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so much fun. It's beautiful. It's paradise, man. Yeah, I always one block off the beach. You just walk to the beach, go to the restaurants, dance. It's awesome.
Yeah, I stayed at the Rio Palace down there a few times?
Yeah, the Rio Palace is in like Playa Car. It's like 5 minutes away. Probably like 10 minutes away from where I live.
Yeah, because I see the videos of you down there for like extended periods of time, and I was like, what is he doing? Like, this guy's on vacation for 4 weeks at a time, and now it makes sense. You got a place there. All right.
Yeah. No, because I can only stay in the United States for 6 months at a time out of a year. So I have to like leave to reset my time. That's why I was in the States for different legal conferences and fitness expos and stuff like that. So I have to like juggle when I'm going to be in America and stuff like that.
Gio can relate to that. He got thrown out of Australia. So,
Love Australia, but yeah, you can only stay for so long.
Yeah. Oh, you're American. Oh, you're trying to go to Australia, you're saying.
No, I lived there for 3 years and they kicked my black ass out of there. I have a question for you, though. Do you have any black friends? Can I join you on any of these trips?
There is not available, but you got to be cool.
Nice. I'm cool. Can you?
He's cool. I'll vouch for him. He's definitely cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So with Instagram, it's interesting. You get interesting messages sometimes that you'll post on there.
I was literally talking to all the guys about it last night. They're like, what's the most fucked up message you've ever had? And I'm like, honestly, like at this point, I've just become like so desensitized to like the messages I get. Like there's only one. And I was telling them the same story. So I don't know if you know who Mike Ritland is. I was telling this on his podcast. He was a SEAL Team 3 guy, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's the most fucked up message you've ever got? And I was like, well, the most fucked up one is like, so when I get creepy messages, it's either like a DM or it's a comment or something like that. Cause they're all like hot and horny in the moment. They got their dick in their hand. And they're like, fuck, DMing me or something. It's never like an email because an email is like methodical. You have to like type in the email address and you have to like really want to be a creep if you're going to send somebody a creepy email. So I get this like email, it comes in and I'm with my brother and I'm looking at it and it was like a contract and I was kind of briefly like scrolling through it and I saw like $50,000. I was like, all right, you have my attention. So I start like reading like what it is. And I'm thinking it's going to be like, I don't know, an apparel company or a supplement company or something like that, reaching out to want to collaborate. Stop reading it. I'm like, what the fuck? And I start like, I'm like, what the hell? My brother's like, what? And I was like, I don't know what this is. And what it was is it was like a contractual agreement from like some dude in like Dubai or something, some creepy rich dude. And what he wanted me to do was I had to wear 6-inch high heels. I don't even think you're going to get size 11 high heels. And then red fishnet stockings. And it was like broke down. This is an actual like legal binding like contract. And it was like broke down. I had to get 15 small rodents. They had them listed out. It could be a gerbil, a hamster, a guinea pig, a rabbit.
What?
And had to put them all in a bathroom, put them on like the floor. And I had to step on them and squish them with the fucking high heels. And then he wanted me to cut all the body, throw it into the sink. And he wanted me to like jerk off and film this and send it to him for the 50 grand. So I got the 50 grand. That's how I started my marketing. And the rest is free.
That is insane.
Wow. But that's the one that sticks out of my memory that I'm like, ooh, I was reading it. I'm like, oh, this is fucked up.
Yeah, that'll stick in your memory. Was that recently or a long time ago?
No, this was like 3 years ago or something like that.
I like the way you deal with a lot of the guy haters And sometimes I don't know if I've seen any female haters for you. But I like the way you'll do a post, like you won't post their actual message, but you'll reference it and you'll give like a long post as to why you do the things that you do, and it just shreds them. I love when you do that.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know. People's egos are an interesting thing to observe. So I don't know. I don't take anything very personally. So if you don't like me, don't like me. If you do, you do. It's awesome.
Now there's a big UFC fight tonight. I know you're a fan. You'll be watching, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, we're all gonna be reading the fights here. We're gonna watch it. I'm stoked for this card. I think this is one of the best cards they put on the last like few months, I think.
It's pretty stacked. Main event, who are you gonna go with?
I got Adesanya. I got Nunes. Who else is on it?
The Jan versus
Peter Jan and Aljamain Sterling.
Peter Jan,
I guess, right?
I had my bets and everything like that. I can't remember what I chose. And then I got Dominic Cruz.
Ooh, I don't know about that one.
No.
I don't.
Dom's tough, man. His movement's insane.
I think that's a courtesy fight just for everything that he's done for the UFC.
Really?
Who else is on the card?
Drew Dober is on the card.
Oh, yeah. Dober's on it.
He's a badass. He's got a tough order in front of him, but he's a big underdog. He's like +230 or something like that.
I like Dober. I think he's going to take it. I think he can pull it off.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I know you live, US, Canada, Mexico. Where is Vega? Where's the dog?
She's just outside right now. She's with me. She comes everywhere with me.
That's awesome.
That's the 100-something pound. How many? What does that dog weigh?
Oh, she's not that big. She's like 70 pounds.
Oh.
And she's...
Well, the camera adds 10 pounds.
She's not a German Shepherd, though, is she? What is she? Where is she?
A Belgian Mal and a Dutch Shepherd cross.
Got it.
Yeah,
Shepherd, they get a little bit bigger, a little bit taller, and the Mals are a little bit like hardier. So it's a good crossbreed. They have a high drive workability. Yeah, they're incredible dogs. They're good. They're playing with my buddies. My buddy has the exact same dog. It's a Belgian Mal Dutch Shepherd as well. And they were playing last night, and one of the guys threw like a ball up, and they both went to get it. And they like smacked heads and blew like a whole tooth out of his mouth. And like, we saw the tooth fall on the ground. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, whose tooth was this? We're trying to figure out like which dog it was, but like neither dog like even flinched. So I guess like 5 minutes to figure out which dog's tooth came out of their mouth. And I was like, God, you guys they're different breeds.
And then the other day you sent me a message, the Small World message, that you knew Chad McBain. And
I love so and good.
You told me that he was instrumental in helping you keep a job, and the reason why, I don't know if that's something you want to talk about, but I was very intrigued. Can we talk about that or no?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care about it. So what had happened was, if I remember, I was actually out with Todd Duffy, the UFC heavyweight fighter, and he was dating one of the girls that was with Bang Energy. And we'd all went out. I think we were watching a UFC fight or something like that. We all went out, and one of the other guys got like all messed up and drunk, and I think he was on drugs or something. So we all go back to the hotel or whatever, and we all go to our rooms and stuff. And like one of my very good friends, she was also with Bang Energy, and I was sharing a room with my buddy Tim, and it's like 3 a.m. and like we're going to bed, so I'm like asleep, and then I get like this boom, 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 this knock on the door. And it's my friend. She comes in, she's like bawling, and she's with like her friend. And I was like, hey, I'm like, well, like what happened? And she's like, so-and-so, the guy that got all fucked up and he was drunk, and he got like, I think he like jumped or something, and he like messed his leg up. So my friend's friend was a nurse, and she's like, oh, let me look at your leg. And like, I'll tell you, like, I don't know, I'll give you my medical opinion about it. Anyways, he like freaked out and like just grabbed my friend and like threw her and like whipped her into the wall. And then she like, that's why she was crying. And then she like ran out and they left. So I was like, all right, I just literally just got out. I was like, fuck this. So I like walked up to like his room. I was like, boom, 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 knocked on his door. He like opened the door and I just fucking grabbed him and just like started beating the shit out of him in the room. But the door locked behind me and nobody else, like there's like 4 people coming behind me and they couldn't get in because I was beating him up in there. So anyways, when I was done, I get up and I like leave the room, and I was like, as soon as I was done, I'm like, I'm going to lose my contract, I think. And so Chad at the time was working for the company, and he was like kind of like the athlete manager. So I was like, I just literally went straight to him in Lacey's room, and I was like, hey, Chad, so this is what happened, and you're probably going to hear about it in the morning. I told him, and he's like, oh, okay. So then he like dealt with it with the owner and stuff like that. But as soon as the owner found out like what the story was and like why I did it, it just like, they were like, all right, yeah, that's cool. And they ended up getting rid of the other guy.
Incredible.
But I was like, all right. And then I just went back to bed, and I was like, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Such a small fucking world.
It's crazy, yeah. Right? Yeah. So crazy. And it looks like in all your travels, you always make time for jiu-jitsu. You're, it seems like you're in a gym a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. I typically train at the Gracie Baja in Playa del Carmen. And when I was in Canada, I was training at a Gracie Baja there. And then I'm in Virginia Beach right now. So my friend, actually, Miranda Maverick, she fights in the UFC. She's fighting on the Francis Ngannou card, which is like March 27th or something like that, or 26th. She's fighting Jillian Roberts. She's here. So I've been training with her and helping her out a bit and training and getting in some sweat sessions.
Did you ever compete or?
Yeah, so I had three MMA fights years ago, though. And then I've done like jiu-jitsu competitions and Naga and, I don't know, provincials and nationals and stuff.
No UFC aspirations or?
No. So like the thing was, is that when I was a kid, I suffered a traumatic brain injury. So I have this scar here, and I have like a whole chunk of my skull is missing. I have a soft spot. And when I was a kid, I got clipped by the handlebars. I was like playing road hockey, and I shot a ball under a moving truck. And when I went to come out underneath it, two bikes were riding by, and the handlebars clipped my head and like ripped my whole fucking skull out and everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
Happened when I was like five. I had to wear like a bicycle helmet for like 2.5 years while the cartilage formed like 24/7. I had like a learning disability and a reading disability. Like I couldn't read until I was like 11.
Because of the accident?
What's that?
You had the reading or the learning disability as a result of the accident?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Like caused a bunch of different brain neurological issues. So around like 11, 12, they said as I got older, like my brain would start to like, I don't know, reconnect and figure out different neural pathways to like figure things out, which it did. And I started comprehending things a little bit like better when I was like older, like 11 and stuff. So anyways, with that injury, also needless to say, when you're the kid that wears a bike helmet 24/7 to school, you don't make the most amount of friends. So it allows you to work on your personality. And so with that injury, in order to fight in MMA at the time, all I needed was a pre-fight medical. I had to meet with a doctor. And then he just had to like look me over, and then he had to do like blood work for like HIV and all that stuff. And then I think that was it. And then he just signed off for you. So unless you had an MMA fight and you lost, you got knocked out, you didn't have to have a CT scan. Well, Tim Haig, actually he fought Todd Duffy, and he's the two heavyweights. Todd Duffy knocked him out in like 7 seconds.
Yep.
Tim Haig, it was one of my good friends. He's my training partner. He actually passed away. He was one of the first people to die in the sport. He actually died in a boxing fight, but it was conducive of losing an MMA and stuff like that. So when he passed away, the athletic commission changed like their protocols for like what the pre-fight medicals would be. And then when they changed it, you had to have like a CT scan, and you had to like show that you're able to pass that. And I could never pass that because I'd miss a huge chunk of my skull. So that kind of like forced me out of the MMA world, and I was kind of like pissed off about that. And that's kind of how I fell into the fitness industry, was that I wanted to compete. And I was like, I don't know like what else to compete in and what I could do. And a friend of mine at the time was a bikini girl, and she was like, hey, you should try like men's physique. So I did one and then two, and I did like 15 shows or something like that in 2 years. So that's kind of how I got into the fitness industry.
And you posted something recently on your Instagram, a comparison 2013 to now. What age did you start really into the fitness side of it?
Like working out?
Yeah.
Oh, I started working out when I was like 10. I was playing like hockey and rugby and football and anything, cross country running, wrestling, anything I could do. So my dad was in the Canadian Special Forces. He was like a tier one operator. So I was always working out with him, running with him and stuff like that. And then when I was like 17, 18, I started getting into like jiu-jitsu and boxing and stuff like that. And then I started fighting in MMA. And then I wasn't like lifting like crazy. I wasn't lifting to like put on mass and stuff because I was fighting at 155 and I was like 168 pounds, 170 pounds. So like I didn't want to put any more size type thing. So when I stopped MMA, that's when I started like really like diving into like putting on more mass and like building more muscle density and stuff like that.
How tall are you? You're tall, right? You're like 6'3", 6'4"?
No, fuck
what
off.
Are you?
A joker, you actually?
No, I was being serious. You look tall in your photos.
I'm only like just over 5'9". Like,
get out.
Yeah, no. I thought you were making a joke. Because
no, I wasn't. You look tall to me. You just look tall and jacked to me. It's irritating. No?
Yeah, no. Nobody thinks I'm taller, which I have a funny story about. I was at this gym one time, like a couple of years ago, and I was with my girlfriend at the time. And I'm sitting there, and I'm grabbing these weights, and there's another girl, like, just down from me. She keeps looking at me, and I'm like, it was kind of getting awkward. So I, like, looked at her, and I kind of smiled. And she's like, can I tell you something? I was like, what's that? And she goes, you look exactly like this guy I follow on social media. Like, oh, okay. Like, what's his name? She goes, his name's Colin. I was like, well, that's me. And she's like, no, this guy's like 6'2 and like 240 pounds and jacked.
I'm like, see?
And I'm like, no, that guy's like 5'9", 195 pounds.
but the jack and portion, then, you did get right.
Yeah. Yeah, you look tall to me.
No, my girlfriend on the other side, she just like trips from the back. She's like, yeah, he's much more a bigger letdown in person.
Hey, Colin, I don't care how tall you are. I'm your biggest fan, bro.
Gia really wants to travel with him, I guess.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
You'll live vicariously with him, you know? Yes, yes, yeah. But now you have the dog. You can't travel anywhere. Where are you going?
He brings his dog.
That's good. Oh, yeah. Is it hard to travel with the dog like that?
No. So when I got Vega, I bought her from like a working line. So I wanted to work with her. So I trained her for search and rescue, and I was volunteering up in Canada doing search and rescue with her. So she's a service dog, and I can travel with her. Like, it's kind of like a pain in the ass because you're traveling with a dog, but it's not like it's not difficult in the sense of like booking tickets and stuff like that.
So she's actually on the plane with you.
Yeah, I've flown with her twice now. Three times. Yeah, I usually drive. I drive a lot. So I drove from Canada, like northern Canada, all the way to like Florida, which was like, I don't know, like 5,000 miles or something like that.
Oh my god.
Wow. I'm just picturing, because Gio has a new dog at Ryder, weighs maybe 8 pounds.
8 pounds.
And that's almost full grown. So I'm just picturing in my head you traveling with your dog versus Colin traveling with his dog.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
What type of dog?
It's a Chiweenie, Chihuahua, and a Dachshund.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He is cool. He's a little crazy.
Like a carrier, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. Or the palm of your hand, either one.
But
the visual of Gio, you know, this big jack guy walking in the airport with his little carrier.
Yeah. Well, Colin, we used to work, Gio and I worked at a shoe store in LA together many, many years ago, which is how we met. And it was in Brentwood, so a lot of like celebrities would come in. And I don't know if you remember, Sugar Ray Leonard used to come in with he had these two white Maltese, and like one under each arm, like Sugar Ray Leonard, this like tough boxer, and have these little fluffy white dogs. It used to crack me up. Yeah. I don't know why I told you that. It's irrelevant. I don't know.
Like tiny little like Maltese or something like that.
And so, when you watch the fights tonight, when you make your bets, do you parlay them, or are you just straight bet?
Sometimes I didn't parlay these ones. I won a bunch of money. I parlayed the Poirier Chandler card, and I did really well on that one.
We don't really talk about that.
I had half that parlay right. I had the Chandler portion right, and then I don't really know what happened to Mr. McGregor.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to Mr. Proper 12. but it didn't go. Really, you had Poirier. You felt good about that. Are you? You're not a Conor hater though. You like Conor too, right? Or no?
I fucking love Conor. I love his mentality. But at the same time, I know how good Poirier is, and like the odds were just like, it didn't make sense to me why he was so like heavily under favored.
Right.
So I'm going to put some money on it. I wanted McGregor to win, and then I was kind of like sad when he lost, but I also won a bunch of money. So
yeah, like, it's funny. I'm the king of saying, you know, take the dog, get the value. It's a fight. Anything can happen. And then, you know, in the Poirier fight, of course I'm all over Connor.
But yeah, but you're in a, you know, man crush with Connor. So
yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. Who takes the rematch?
I don't know. I'd have to like figure out the buildup, but if I were to put my money on, I'd put Poirier back on it again. I think he's going to take it again.
Really?
I feel just like Connor's so successful. He, like, I feel like just he doesn't have that.
The hunger's gone. No more hunger.
So John has bet some time, several times on Connor outside of the Race and Sportsbook arena. One time he ended up wearing a diaper on Las Vegas Boulevard. And the second time, or was it the first time with the chip?
No, the second time was
behind,
the chip.
Just behind you is the Reaper, what is that? The
Carolina Reaper chip.
Chip, yes.
Have you ever tried that spicy chip? This
is it like a black chip or something like that?
Yeah, it's a, you can't get it, huh, Trav? It looks like a Dorito. It comes in a cardboard coffin. Yeah, Adam's gonna grab it.
A cardboard coffin.
We'll like eat them in the videos.
The Packy One Chip Challenge. This is awful. I hate spicy. I made a bet with Julian Marquez. I thought Connor was gonna beat Khabib, and that didn't work out too well for me either. But
this one chip is $80.
Yeah, this chip is $80. It just comes with one. It's one chip. It's $80. It's awful. It is. It's so spicy. I hate chips. Black pepper is my spice threshold normally. That's it.
I'm not like a spicy food person.
Yeah, it's brutal. Brutal. Yeah, it was no good. That was a big mistake. So yeah, I've paid handsomely for betting on Connor, but I still think he takes the rematch. What's that?
I said, who'd you make the bet with? Julian Marquez?
Julian Marquez, yeah. Yeah.
Is he has the podcast with Kendra.
With Kendra, Lester. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Beauty and the Beast. He plays the part of the Beast. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely like I know. The Beauty.
He had a good fight, actually. He hadn't fought for, which card was he on? He was on like.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, a couple. I can't think of who the main event was, but it was Derek.
No.
It was my UFC, balls was hot.
It was 248. UFC 248.
248? I already forgot. I can't even remember it from a week ago. It's ridiculous. He was getting beat going into round three, and James Krause gave him that crazy pep talk. He was like, I need you to go out there. I need you to hit this guy hard as fuck. Do you hear me? Hit this guy hard as fuck. And he did that.
It was the Usman Burns card.
Usman Burns, right. It's the Usman Burns card. Yeah. Matter of fact, the guy that Julian fought is coming in here at 11:30 today, Maki Patolo. Did I say that right? Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
What's the lineup of?
We've got our buddy Nick Royer is coming on at 10 o'clock right after you in about 5 minutes. Maki Patolo comes on, and we've got the Pint Size Warrior is coming in at 12. Vanessa, my girlfriend. We've got our friend Kyla Hewley is coming in. She's you follow Gary Vee, I'm sure, right?
Yep.
Kyla is kind of a female Gary Vee.
Okay, I'll have to check her out.
Yeah, and then we've got Combat Barbie coming in. You know who that is?
I think I've seen her stuff on Instagram.
And we got Sophie D. We got Gustavo Lopez coming in studio, UFC fighter. So we got some good people. Jake Ellenberger's coming in later tonight. We're going to do like a fight companion later, a poor man's version of the Joe Rogan fight companion. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we got some good people. And then hopefully Lacey Kay and her sister and Chad are going to pick us up in the wee hours of the 1:30 to 2:30 a.m. block.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I love Lacey. Lacey's such a sweetheart. So is Stephanie.
Yeah they're great. Well, listen, man. Thank you. Gio, do you have a parting question for Colin?
Yeah. You had a cheat night last night. You're going to watch the fights tonight? Are you going to have a back-to-back cheat night?
I train my dick off and I eat whatever I want.
Oh, man. I don't know.
He's that guy.
He's got the way he thinks.
Colin, how old are you? Can I ask how old you are, or do you care?
Yeah, no, I don't care. I'm 32.
32. To be 32 again.
Right?
Shit.
My body feels like I'm 70. I work out like 3 times a day. And I'm constant. When I'm in Mexico, I walk 30,000 steps a day. That's what my step counter is. It's like 11 or 12 miles.
Wow.
And on top of jiu-jitsu, and then I wrestle, and then I work out.
So do you have like any? Do you have any nagging injuries?
I tore my labrum like last year, and it's not like a nagging. It kind of pisses me off every once in a while. But besides that, I'm pretty good.
Wow.
I guess we can be friends still.
Yeah, I might need some of that CBD when you launch for.
Absolutely.
Does it really work? Will it help tendonitis? I got tendonitis in my left forearm. It's ridiculous.
You left? What'd you get from just years of?
I don't know. I was I don't know, man. Like out of nowhere, like right after quarantine started, right? Like maybe April.
It kind of was flared the same up. Time you got to be 49, 50.
Yeah,
getting old, John.
Yeah, it's just getting old, man. Yeah. I'm 50 now. I'm on the back nine,
Colin. And some people don't understand the concept of stretching before you do activities. This guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't do any of that either.
I have no problems. Like, I usually typically don't stretch before I work out, which I should, I know. But, like, I show up, like, 45 minutes before jiu-jitsu, and I'm, like, stretching for 45 minutes straight. Because I know if I don't stretch, I'm going to be, like, crippled the next day. So I'm a big advocate for stretching.
I know. You tell me all the time. I know. Yes. And now I'll start stretching and you'll be mad because Colin got me to stretch.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I know. All right. Well, listen, buddy. Thank you so much for doing this today. And when you come out to Vegas, let's do not that this wasn't a real one. Let's do an in-studio version of this.
I love that there, John.
All right, man. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.